Some details on the Trump administration's new ban on skilled workers coming to the U.S. I'm David Brancaccio. Following a White House order, the U.S. will stop issuing new visas for people who want to travel to the U.S. for work. This includes visas for skilled tech workers. The administration says it's about high U.S. unemployment. Marketplace's Scott Tong joins me. Scott, who can't come now?
Tech workers and their families. That's the headline. These are the H-1B visas many have heard about. It also cuts off visas for seasonal workers in landscaping and the food industry, which the president's resorts have been documented to hire. Also visas for foreign executives at American companies who go back and forth. And finally, au pairs for childcare and non-Americans who study abroad here. Add it all up, and the administration says this will keep out some 525,000 workers by the end of the year, David.
Any change to green cards for people who come to work and want to become U.S. citizens?
Green cards were already frozen in April, and this extends it to the end of the year. We should say that people who already have a work visa in the states are not affected. And as you mentioned, David, the White House argument for all this is that the COVID recession poses an unusual threat to American jobs.
And we're getting reaction from U.S. employers here.
A big criticism from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. They say this hurts U.S. competitiveness. And Silicon Valley, Facebook, Amazon, Microsoft, Google, Uber. Tech groups say that immigrants started up half the unicorns in the U.S., that is, startup companies that are now worth $1 billion. Opponents plan to challenge all this in court, so stay tuned for that.
All right. Marketplace's Scott Tong, thank you. Major League Baseball is waiting for team owners and the Players Union to approve a new plan to play during the pandemic. The idea is a much shortened 60-game season starting in late July. There's concern about pulling this off with coronavirus flaring in many states. The players' response to the idea of showing up for training next week is due this afternoon. We do check financial markets. The FTSE Index in London is having an up day so far, up 1.1%. Here, Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are up. The Dow future up 220 points. That's 0.9%. The S&P future is up 0.8%. Now to media and race. Earlier this month, as the social justice movement gained strength after the police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis, two of the most popular police reality shows were canceled, Cops and Live PD. Critics say more needs to be done and that the entire genre glosses over police brutality. Marketplace's Jasmine Garst spoke to black writers and producers in Hollywood about rethinking police on TV.
Years ago, Cheo Hodari Coker was a writer on the police show Southland, so he spent some time with law enforcement for research. He remembers being told
that somebody my size would be considered a threat, me being 6'2", 250, that there was an increased chance that someone my size would get shot.
Coker's perspective made him an asset to the show, which was often praised for its complex portrayal of law enforcement and race relations. That's something most cop shows don't do. The standard formula tends to be an unequivocally horrible perp and a tough detective who bends the law to get the job done. Take Law & Order SVU's Detective Elliot Stabler, who is played by Christopher Maloney.
I mean, what do you want me to say, that I fantasized about killing the perp?
Did you?
Yeah, you're damn right I did. And this time I fed him my gun and I pulled that trigger.
He's getting his own spinoff show. This past season, three of the top five primetime dramas were cop shows. Aaron Rasson Thomas, the co-creator of the show SWAT on CBS, says this national moment is an opportunity for the genre to grow.
I think in addition to it perhaps helping to nudge the conversation forward, I actually think it'll make for great television as well.
One way to achieve change, diversify the writing room. Thomas says about half of his writers are people of color, an especially diverse writers room by Hollywood standards.
You know, having more people from different ethnicities, different backgrounds, different class would be a great start.
Cheo Hodari Coker stepped away from Southland and went on to create Netflix's show Luke Cage, about a black superhero in Harlem who is bulletproof. Ironically, he says it was through fantasy that he got a chance to talk about something real, being a black man in America.
We have constantly been trying to prove our humanity. And my way is trying to show that big, brawny black men, even if they're bulletproof, can still have nuance.
And that's what activists and critics are saying. Cop shows need to have less ruthless hero officers and more humanity. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.
We've been reporting on China's new rival global positioning satellite system. Today, China successfully put the last satellite into orbit to complete the string they need for their new GPS. The BBC's China correspondent Stephen McDonald reports from Beijing.
China has been working on a rival to GPS since the 1990s, when the People's Liberation Army wanted an alternative to a system run by the US Air Force. Local television broadcast the launch of the 35th and final part in the Beidou network from the Xichang Satellite Launch Center in the mountains of Sichuan. Named after the Big Dipper constellation, it's hoped that Beidou can rival geolocation services from Russia, the US and the European Union. The system started operating 20 years ago with a China-only footprint. Then it expanded to the Asia-Pacific and now has global coverage. In Beijing, I'm the BBC's Stephen McDonnell for Marketplace.
I see China's system will have some innovations. Eventually, users will be able to exchange text messages through those satellites. The country requires all new cars sold there to have Beidou GPS starting this year. Our producers are Rose Conlon, Victoria Craig, Meredith Gerritsen, Candice Manriquez-Wren, Daniel Shin, and Erica Soderstrom. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.